Air travel will be a thing of the past when there is no future. Air travel will be a thing of the past when there is no future. The 11th of June 2018, Paris. Neo-organism, futility, grey and wet. Continuing the same set of behaviours, life and lice, adventures in milk soup, stuttering towards beginnings, stuttering towards nothing. Fog as cloudscape, escape. Fog masquerading as sky, full frontal housing estate, city of clouded dreams. A sky that brings no hope, no horizon on offer. Two for one or nothing. As far as the eye can tell, the sky is out there, unseen somewhere beyond. The buildings in the foreground are distinct. On the encroaching white backdrop, a vast cinema screen waiting for projection. Tomorrow's world is far behind, outdated progress receding into the past. Light fittings and former glories, wasting space and time in equal measure, unmeasure, unease, wholly unnecessary. Animals, outfits, outfitted, coasting jellyfish, sinkhole diaries. Drama, leisure pursuits, dramatic behavior, cynical destinations, and underprivileged behavior systems. Rant. In memory of donkeys, sound gardens, the great beyond. Behold. Marrow stuffed and tasted, fish, lone shark. Slap on. Encrusted jewels, slap up. Meal, beating about the bush, the dirty great meal. Advent me. Plant shop. Earth and plants, bookshop, chairs, garage, clean garage. In the eventuality that the future continues, what do you think you are doing? Minor artist sits at home doing nothing, in pants, drinking tea, the encroaching night. Doubt, dust, used up thoughts, the thought remains the same as usual, the usual, please. Canyon elevation, boundless horror, investment package, fly searching for space inside space. What are its limits? Showboat, showboating, it. Crass examples, former debris, hollowed out and sprayed to death. Build an insect farm. Holy carpet entrance area. The nails, they come for free. What is it that we might be talking about? Feeling stunningly unproductive, staying at home, doing nothing, watching way too much TV. What is garden? What is adapting to its situation or a set of conditions? Don't worry, dude, just make it up as you go along. Make it cheap. A huge giraffe comes into view, dribbling cables full of bird shit. Kill the cat. It will kill all the civilization. You too. Yeah, that's right. A preemptive strike to Me Too 40 years earlier. You too. Yep, that's right. A preemptive strike to Me Too 40 years earlier. Going on the dark web to discover secret beaches. Would you like to sing something from the collective to the misguided? Show off your wares, your whereabouts. For whom do you speak? You speak for no one. To whom do you speak? You speak to no one. Too much communication, not enough thought. Too much said, not enough spoken. If you are going to think, why not speak first and dream later? Mayfly, the 12th of June 2018. I saw a mayfly stuck to a wall near a light just outside the entrance late last night. The following day, it was still there. Dead, I don't know. Static and glued to it, so it seemed. I saw two others late at night outside a window of my flat, attracted to the light bulb of a switched on light. I had never seen mayflies before. These were alive, no doubt. There were two or three other insects and a couple of spiders hanging out on the other side of the window, bathing in the light. The spiders are pretty much full-time occupants of the space between the pane of glass and the window frame, softening the edges and surfaces of both, and sharpening angles, making angles of their own, taking a chance on their light trap set by the us electrically. In the garden amongst the plants, the occasional hoverfly appears, buzzing in silent precision, looking for smaller insects to eat, perhaps, or to taste flowers. Bees, both bumble and honey, are rare. The wet weather must not be helping much. One came in a few days ago and seemed intent on getting stuck between two window panes. Eventually it found its way out and flew off. Quickly, invisible. Blue bottle flies are also not so frequent. In another garden, I was happy to see a damselfly with its beautiful blue wings upright against its back, just near a small dragonfly, green in color, and also a wasp. Larger and nearby, a hornet, taking its time on a leaf, its body pumping up and down, seemed almost drunk on the leaf green. Last week in Marseille, sitting in a quiet wooded place, the sun warm, flowers abounding, a relative swarm of various kinds of butterfly, white, green, orange, others small. Some small, others much larger, languid, papery wings, from flower to tree to flower in sunlight. In the bedroom, a surprise visit from a ladybird and a lacewing, and two or three other small creatures. Also a brown beetle of some kind. Lavender and rosemary are being eaten by hungry, iridescent green and purple beetles and weevils. In another garden late at night, standing just inside with a door open, I hear the sound of intense wing movement. A bat, I think. I peek outside to see. It is attracted to the light on the outside. Unusual for a bat. Big enough to be a bat, but not the same sound as a bat. Its wings more the sound of a bird or butterfly. I am shocked and excited to realize it is a moth, truly the size of a bird I have never seen. One so big, truly I have never seen one so big. It feels like once in a lifetime I turn out the light so it may go on its way into the night. A friend tells me it is a good sign, but I wonder for what. Managing junk most of the time, junk time. Portrait, Hitler on holiday, emerging from nowhere, somewhere. The red from green, from covering over, from starting again and adding, accumulating intermittent productions. Lazy painting, sleight of hand, slight mistakes. Denigrate, representation, painting of paint, being painted. Knowing painting, knowing of itself. Hosting the mind, 20th of June. No sunglasses, other thoughts remain unsaid and forgotten. Efficient crucifixion, California sweet, beeping machine. You presume this thing has a use. Horsefly, wooden doors, spray on sky, cloud nine. Yellowstone, too much sun. Animals have lived in it. Birds shat on it. Buying into a lifestyle, into a life cycle. This is how it could have been. How come now? Hope before. It is your job to compost. Your jump. Don't Franz West my chair. Jesus on TV. Neighborhood. If you know all the things I didn't know, if you knew all the things I didn't know, order your thoughts by phone, town center, insect cinema, univers froid, cold universe, rotting trees on a rooftop, burning fires raging, hillsides and towns and bodies, death cycle up north, raging falls, holiday silence, desperation and horror, except in the air-conditioned car, jet freeze my ass, transactif, too little, too late, call and response, it's gonna change. It's not gonna change. It's gonna change. It's not gonna change. It's gonna change. It's not gonna change. Shall we stop in heaven? Peak logistics. Fake news, doubters form. Indeterminacy or evasiveness in the work of Robert Barry, John Cage, Lawrence Finer. Perhaps the statement of fact, the limitation of facts, facts as malleable substance, twisting facts to one's own advantage, open lying and contradictory, contradicting oneself, using this as a powerful tool to change, to persuade, confuse, to get away with whatever you like. Trump, Palin, Johnson, any number of politicians or people in power, false news, fake heaven, short-sightedness of our desire to be comfortable, obsessed, above all else, fake gold teeth. Did you leave? Have you gone? Speaking to no one in particular, the radio experience to have to imagine the audience, or perhaps, on the contrary, not think about it at all. Who is addressing who? What it means to speak on the airwaves or bandwidth? What it means to speak and to whom? Who is listening to who? What is being taken in? Who is being taken in by the lies of who? Misinformation is a friend of the family. Is lapped up gratefully. It is a tool of art, deception as a tool and strategy to be drawn, to draw people into or push them away on the anti-art. An anti-art move, or on the contrary, art that speaks of deception. Close, so, order to history.
The best of both worlds, the best of all worlds. The best of most worlds, the best of some worlds. Baking concrete in the early morning sun, it seems like the world has only just begun. Plants shiver and quake, it seems like they're gonna be shaken awake, exhausted from too much delight. I've just got a feeling there's way too much life. Plant juice spitting on the ground, turning the hot gray concrete to some shade of brown. Jesus, beauty, salon. The nails, they come for free. You can choose your very own tree, and they'll nail you up there for free. There ain't nothing wrong with this. To get a taste of crucifixion is something else. I've heard it's very good for your complexion. The plants ooze out on the ground, turning everything a dirty shade of brown. Blood mixes with tree sap. As the nails go through, you can feel your tendons snap. Feel them snap. Oh, feel them snap. Feel them snap. what time is Crucifixion? It's every Saturday morning after your beauty confession, after your breakfast of freshly cut leaves, cut straight from freeways, freshly squeezed. Oh, the best of both worlds, you can't always have it. The best of all worlds, you ain't never gonna have it. The best of most worlds, you know you can't get it. The best of some worlds, is that all there is to offer? So come to Jesus' beauty salon. The nails, they come for free. Oh, and you can get one, just one simple crucifixion. I've heard it's very good for your complexion. And the best of both worlds. The best of all worlds, the best of most worlds, the best of some worlds. Jesus is beauty salon. The nails, they come for free. You can choose your very own tree, and they'll nail you up there for free. There ain't nothing wrong with this, to get a taste of a little crucifixion. I've heard it's very good for your complexion. The best of both worlds, the best of all worlds. It's the best of most worlds. The best of songs.